Oh my God! What is that?
This is to help with my deep breathing, so I don't get the pneumonias.
Yeah, you got to take a real deep breath before you take that one in, bro.
I told a girl that one night on prom night.
What is that? That's like a cocksucker trainer right there. I mean, that's what they pass out to the dollar hookers on nickel night. Here, work with this for a little bit. Yeah.
If you can blow this to the top, you're hired.
I mean, Greg will be sucking the sand out of concrete for the end of the week.
Damn.
Bikers Podcast, presented by Memphis Shades, the clear choice for custom windshields and bearings for your motorcycle. And Wild Ass Seats, stay in the saddle longer and in total comfort no matter your butt or budget. Are you following the 530 Bikers on social media? Find us on Facebook and look us up on Instagram and TikTok at 530 Bikers.
Oh, gosh.
What? Got that, generate that extra income, Greg.
Yep. Gee whiz, man. He's got nothing on the vacuum cleaners.
Dustin's choking, man. You okay, Dustin?
All right. That's the most odd device I've ever seen in my life.
I was not real sure about it either, Tony. And they're like, you're going to use it any time today. And I'm like, oh, here we go. Well,
somebody brings in something like that to me in the hospital and they say, blow in this. I'm going to be like, you first.
Hey, man, I'm just glad he was blowing in it. I'm not quite sure what I thought when I first saw it.
He pulled that up. I thought it was like out of one of those ads in the back of Hustler magazine or something.
You're not kidding, man. That was an Adam and Eve special right there.
Right next to the Sea Monkeys.
I don't think Hustler even exists anymore. You're dating yourself again, Dave.
Oh, man, what happened to Hustler? Fine articles in it.
The internet don't is even what exist happened
anymore. Yeah, the internet is what happened. Pornhub is what happened to Hustler.
Dude, they used to have great interviews.
They did. The articles were fantastic.
whoever read a Hustler for the articles, just punch yourself in the dick right now.
I think that's what most people did when they read.
Touche. Touche.
Yeah, I think that's what most people did.
You know. Oh, man.
Well, welcome to the 530 Bikers Podcast. Yeah.
All right.
Started this one out with some.
Tony, what are you drinking? An NA White Claw?
Tony's got.
No, it's a. It's one of those. Ascot Man will know what it is. It's one of those French waters.
What the fuck is that, dude?
A San Pellegrino?
Oh, Pellegrino, yeah.
Yeah, see, dude, I told you Ascot Man would know.
Pellegrinos are good. Never seen that one, though.
Yeah.
You drink mine out of a bottle.
It's lemon.
Jesus. Just stop. Quit while you're ahead, Dave. I usually drink mine out of a bottle.
I drink mine out of the bottle.
Anything less would be uncivilized.
Right next to Cuban Pete with 6 pounds of hanging meat.
Dave's going to pull up next to somebody on his bike one day and be like, pardon me, would you have any Grey Poupon?
Yeah, the answer is usually no.
Oh, you've done it already. Yeah, I bet you if you pulled up next to somebody in a BMW, they would say they did.
All right. Well, what are we talking about tonight?
We have our friends from the Iron Horse on.
We do.
Greg and Andy, how are you?
Into an apparatus that makes me highly uncomfortable.
Yeah, I do need to lodge an informal complaint, which means I will swear a lot during it. No, I'm just kidding. We were very hurt personally that Adam Sandoval was mentioned as the most frequent guest on the show. Is that not true?
I don't think that is true.
Oh, that is not true.
So you all really screwed the pooch on that one, didn't you?
Yeah, Ryan.
I wasn't hurt. I just figured that meant that we were just family. He's a guest. We're family.
Yeah, I go with Andy.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, you make your decisions. You live with them.
Hey, I own what I say.
I'm gonna drink my fancy water.
Does that mean we need to get one of those five timer jackets already?
It's got to be. Well, I mean, considering we did three shows with you in, you know, 3 days, you know, we got there pretty fast.
Well,
yeah, no shit.
Oh, I never even considered those shows. It never even was at the top of my mind.
So this, and wow. You say that fucking Percy and I are old, you senile bastard.
I guess. I mean, Ryan, you know.
I can't believe I slipped your mind.
I didn't say.
Well, he's got a lot of digging out to do.
He sure does, boy. Somebody get him a shovel.
Yeah. Yep. Quit while I'm ahead.
So, yeah, I think this is 7.
Is it really? No shit, man.
Before you came out, 3 while you're here, and this is our second one this year.
Yeah, it's inside of a year.
Yeah.
Wow. What is
that? What is that?
Is that a script for Greg?
Yeah.
Well, it's champagne.
It is too.
It's champagne. I have to get stuff out of our fridge so I can take care of my patient. So I'm doing all I can to get.
Oh, you're drinking it. I thought I was going to ask you: are you going to pour that down his throat with all those pills you've been pumping down?
No.
It's like a good night.
He's high as a kite most of the time right now. Yeah. He can't.
Only 19 more minutes till the next oxy.
Mm. But who's counting?
Yeah, we need to add some context to this whole conversation right
probably.
Now.
Probably.
Yeah, we probably should.
Yeah, hey, it's got my name on the bottle, Charles L. Johnson or something.
Charles L. Johnson.
Got somebody's name on the bottle.
My wife brought it home. I haven't left the bed much since. I don't know.
Are those painkillers or is that Viagra?
Dude, if you took that much Viagra, you would need painkillers. That thing would look like an eggplant for real.
Yeah. Well, let's add context to this. Greg, why are you on painkillers?
You know, as part of the assumption of risk, we live as motorcyclists. Last Wednesday, I was in a single bike motorcycle accident and managed to break my left leg in more than one place. And so we are now in the midst of recovery. So that is why I'm on the painkillers right now.
Well, that sucks, but I'm glad you're all right and you're here talking to us.
Yeah,
for sure.
I feel very blessed. Before we started the show today, I talked quite a bit about the fact that, you know, for what can happen, what you know we're dealing with out there when we're riding, things can will happen to you again. You know, it's generally not a question of if you will be in an accident at some point, it's when you'll be in an accident. All things considered, I'm not dealing with skin regrowth and a bunch of road rash, no concussion, didn't hit my head, literally other than my broken leg. There wasn't much that could be done about that. My 600 pounds of bike coming down on my leg. I literally have a bruised palm and that's it. So, you know, when we talk about what we feel comfortable with riding and what we think is important to ride with, that day I was wearing riding pants with Dyneema, high tops that ankle protection, heel protection, toe protection, sole protection, top of foot protection. They think there's a good chance that I have no damage to my ankle or my foot. That everything kind of happened, bottom of knee, between there and my ankle. So could have been a lot worse. And all things considered, you know, this is a blessed injury if I'm going to have one when I'm riding a bike. So. Yeah.
He was wearing long sleeves. He was wearing gloves. He wasn't wearing a helmet, but you know, that's a risk that, you know, we both have chosen to take periodically off and on. And it was at a slow rate of speed, 20 miles an hour by the time he was able to break. So, yeah, we're counting our blessings. I think that we're all it is a leg.
Yeah.
Can you walk us through what happened?
Sure. So Wednesday night about 6:30, my friend and I left our house here in Rapid City. We were going to, there's a little town called Caputa, which is east of Rapid City on Highway 44. Potentially you might get to go through there. Don't blink, you'll miss it. If you do the Badlands while you're out here, at the intersection of East, St. Pat and Creek Drive, they're doing a lot of road construction. With road construction comes a lot of debris. Usually, different things on the road. In that same area, there's a very large softball sporting complex. So there's usually a lot of traffic going on in that area. We're coming down the street. You can get up to 45 and be legal speed on that road. The light at that intersection went yellow, and I knew what the traffic was like just looking around. So used both my brakes. Unfortunately, started feeling the back end fishtail broke out on me a little bit. Luckily, I got it slowed down to a point where I was able to bail off of most of the bike. If you think of when you're watching off-road riders, I have some of that history from when I was younger. I know just knowing I'm going down and trying to clear as much of my body from the motorcycle as possible. So I did that. Unfortunately, didn't get my left leg out from underneath it. And I don't recall this, but my friend thinks that it maybe came down twice on my leg as I was sliding. But again, you know, when it happened, I was sitting upright, and, you know, could have conversation and was able to get attention really quickly. So.
Damn. Then I guess there you go. To point out, you pointed out before when we were talking before we started recording that you didn't have crash guards or sliders on the bike, which is why the bike came down on the leg.
Yep. And just happened to be that decision, that one of the four, well, three that I had here in Rapid that I had the option to ride, that was the one I picked. The other one did have crash bars. So, yeah. Sometimes you can't control everything, and what happens will happen.
And I'm assuming no ABS on that, V-Rod, right?
No, correct.
Well, and you kind of fall right into that category of, you know, the speed at which your bike was traveling, right? So most of those accidents happen between what, 20? I think it's between 20 and 35 miles an hour.
Yep.
So it kind of, you know, kind of goes and follows a, you know, right along line of what we typically hear of for bike accidents. But I would agree with you when you described the injuries that you sustained as about as lucky as you can get, really. I mean, you know, I had a friend of mine that had, he was on a Dyna Wide Glide, and he basically T-boned a car. Well, that was the first
problem.
Well, it could have been. He T-boned a car that pulled out in front of him. So she, you know, did the consummate left turn in front of a person, and he T-boned her going about 30 miles an hour, and he didn't even have a chance to stop. And he suffered way more injuries than you did, and he was wearing a helmet. Yeah. But he hit the car, you know, he had internal injury, spleen injury, broken pelvis, broken arm. I mean, he God had a lot of things. And so, you know, we don't think about these speeds sometimes as being very fast, but it doesn't take a whole lot to cause some pretty major damage. So
could fall off the toilet and get hurt. Just saying.
I'm worried about Greg falling off the toilet. So
I mean, it could happen. You know, your feet go to sleep, you stand up too fast. I mean, shit goes bad.
Yeah, but you've got training rails on your toilet now, right?
I have grab rails, yeah. And a piece of leather to bite down on.
I bet you do.
Yeah. So
I think something that's really, I want to highlight, I think just because every time, you know, we talk a lot about you guys motorcycling and rides and doing a variety of things. And periodically you guys have had questions in the Discord about, you know, what happens if your spouse gives you an ultimatum, or, you know, how your spouse feels about you riding a bike. And I will be honest with you, my biggest fear right now is that Greg won't get back on a bike. And I don't think that that's actually going to happen. I'm not fearful of that because he's expressed that to me. I'm fearful of that because this is major. This is a big injury, and it's going to take a lot of recovery. And I, as his wife, know how much motorcycling means to him and how much joy it brings to him. And yes, I understand the risk that comes with it, but I really want him to get back on that motorcycle. Like that's a non, what is it called?
Starter.
Yeah. Like that's, he's got to do that. If not for himself, he's got to do it for me, because I know for his mental health, that's what needs to happen.
Sure.
Well, first off, before we go any further, we're so happy. We were so happy when we got word that you were okay, other than the leg.
Thanks.
So,
thank you very much. And that is the other, you know, positive. We talked about what how bad it could have been. I FaceTimed with Ryan yesterday afternoon, and he just looked at me and he was like, "I was not expecting you to look that good." And kind of the same thing you guys when we hopped on here, you know. So there's a lot of things that can happen. This is a dangerous activity, right? A lot of times we get comfortable, but it's also a skill, and you need to keep working those skills, and you need to be comfortable riding at the pace you're riding at, riding the machine you're riding at, riding it the way it's set up. You know, and I'm the first person that is a big fan and proponent of people modifying their motorcycle. But if you do that, please take time to adjust to that ride now. Because sometimes that can be worse for you. You know, you get power that you didn't have before, or weight in places you didn't have it before. So, you know, all for mods, you know, and that's one of the great things about motorcycles is we can make them our own in infinite numbers of ways. But, you know, be as careful as you can, and learn your bike and remember that it is a skill. And, you know, we have to keep being sharp, keep learning them, and keep working on them. So,
yeah, Dave and I have talked about that a few times. You know, if you're not used to going on a long trip and you pack your bike down for a long trip, you should ride it around the block a few times, because it's going to feel different. Yep. It weighs different. I can tell you there's no worse feeling than riding, you know, we've said it a bunch of times with the guys that I ride with. You know, you're at the end of a 600 or 700 mile day and you pull into that last gas station and you go to put your legs down and you realize how exhausted your body is. Mm-hmm. And then your bike weighs way more than you normally are used to it. You better have your wits about you. Otherwise, you know, you could end up tipping your bike over or, you know, anything like that. So, you know, yeah, you know, I completely agree with what you're saying with if you're doing a mod. And I would, like I said, I would add to that, if you're going on a long trip and you've packed your bike down, it's going to feel different. It's going to, you know, maybe you put a bag on the back and now it's top heavy or something like that. So you should make sure you're prepared for all those things.
Yeah, make sure you even out those saddlebag weights.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and the other biggest thing that probably even more important than either of those two, if you're not used to riding with a passenger and then also into terrain and rides you're not familiar with, you know, that should change your decision-making and your riding, you know, stance and aggressiveness or passiveness, because then it's not just you too, right? Then you also have somebody else's life in your hands. So,
right. So Tony, when you pack down your bike for FDBM this year and you have all your hair products in one bag and all your bag of dicks in the other one.
For one, I don't have any hair, so there's no hair products.
Oh,
don't they make stuff for back hair?
No, that fell out too. Everything's falling out.
That's just a big brush that for back hair. Yeah. Everything's falling out.
Yeah, it's all falling out.
He's like, this is my hair care.
Yeah. Right, yeah. I have no hair products. Thank you.
Oh, patchy back.
Oh, patchy back.
It was hilarious at the dealership over the weekend. Some guy had a skullet, right? And he had a tattoo right on the hairline of a guy mowing the grass.
Nice.
It was the most hilarious tattoo I've ever seen in my life.
I've seen that on bikini lines, but never on a hairline.
He had to be drunk.
That's classic.
Yeah. He was a joy to talk to, though. He was cool.
Obviously, a sense of humor.
Yeah, appreciate you guys, too, for, you know, not what we originally intended this podcast topic to be, but and not always, you know, things that people want to talk about. It's not always the happiest and, you know, yay, motorcycles. But, you know, being open and honest about the different things that can happen as a motorcyclist is important. And I think it's important for people to think about it. And realize that, you know, someday might be your day.
Right.
I think it's extremely important to think about it. I think when you don't think about it is when bad things happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I could speak firsthand on, I mean, I haven't had an accident to the degree that you have, but something I learned here real
you
quick.
You got ran over by a semi. Come on.
I did. But at the same time, I've learned not to get complacent with my commute, because I was in a situation about a month ago where I was riding home, and there's kind of a little hilly area that I ride in. And when you come up, you really can't see over that hill. But at the top of one of these hills was like a perfectly stripped tire tread, like all the way around was stripped, laying horizontal in the road. And I ran, I hit that thing doing 50. Mm. And it scared the shit out of me, you know, after the fact. So I'm not complacent on commutes anymore. I just expect any and everything to happen. And that's just out in the country, you know, country roads.
Yeah, shit happens, man. Turtle take you right out.
Mm.
I think in one of the very first podcasts that I ever listened to prior to Greg and I ever coming on, which was, you know, over a year ago, one of the things that stuck with me that I really liked was Tony had made a you guys were talking about something about being nervous getting on a motorcycle and if that's a good or bad thing. And his comment was, if you're not a little bit nervous, then you maybe shouldn't be getting on the motorcycle. There should always be a level of, maybe not nerves is the right word, but
respect,
This isn't just a little toy. This is
if you don't respect the machine and most of the other things out on the road kill you, then you're not very smart.
Yeah. I mean, you can't take anything for granted or.
No, I mean, getting on a fucking trek. You know what I mean? I don't know. Going down the road on it.
I don't know if I'm the only one that does this, but even like when I leave on a trip, I do a 30 to 45 minute pullover just to get off the bike. Did everything feel okay? Is everything still where it needs to be, you know, before I continue on? I never go anywhere without, you know, at least kind of thinking through the things you should be thinking through. But you do that, Ryan?
100 miles.
You do a shakedown 100 miles?
100 miles. I ride 100 miles. Typically, that's about our first gas stop. And
it's
then
like 30 minutes for you?
Check everything. You know, 45 about.
Man's hard on an on-ramp. That's all I can say. Fucking on-ramp up, he will.
You ain't lying.
All right.
Well, let's do what we do best in tangent.
Yeah, let's tangent. Let's
talk about
ride.
The reason why we're really here tonight. What we're here why to talk here? About.
What are we here
to talk about? Some FTBM updates.
Oh, there we go. Right.
We're just less than 3 months shy of this. What could be a historic FTBM?
It is creeping,
which is
up,
going to be
for sure.
Yeah.
It is crazy that it's only a few short months away.
Yeah, it's creeping up for sure.
Yeah. So I know that. I know that Andy said that she might have a few surprises in store. Andy, do you want to tell anybody what surprises you may or may not have in store, or are you going to keep those as surprises?
Well, that's a surprise, you douche.
I'm leaving it up to her.
Dude, what the fuck is in that Pellegrino, man? You're just on it tonight.
No, I got it. We got him fired up right away, and now he's you know,
hey,
when I saw hashtag
you all started poking
the
bear
text,
right out of the hole.
Yeah, when I saw hashtag meat raffle this afternoon in the text, I knew it was on.
Oh, yeah. Stick your Pellegrino would be happy.
Yeah. Well, offended.
I guess it's up to you guys. Whether I mean, I do think it would be nice to let people know kind of what to expect, so they're, you know, if they're there a few days ahead of time, they don't go and do something, and then we're going to repeat it, sort of speak. So maybe that would be a good thing, is to at least give everybody an idea of what we have up our sleeves.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We do have new things that we haven't talked about.
Yeah.
In the past that have been added to the schedule.
Right.
Yeah. So I was actually, I had the schedule kind of what was on the actual website. Obviously everybody's going to, most people are coming in prior to Thursday. So, you know, but stuff happens Friday. So we'll have the meetup at the bar on Friday. We're going to have some vendors there. The vendors that I know for sure we're going to have that evening are going to be a tattoo artist. We did lock one down. So we're going to work with her on not only some flash tattoo options, that both represent Five Dirty Bikers, but also the Iron Horse. But also, she'll have, there will be two of them there. So the hope is that if you want something more extensive, they can do some of that work for you as well. Also on Friday, we'll have two ladies there doing chair massages. So those people who have been either are just coming in or who have already been there for a couple of days and have been riding a lot, hopefully we can get 10, 15 minutes of relaxation in, enough to make you feel good, but not...
This is going sideways quick.
Yeah, it is.
Can we clarify what a chair massage is, Andy? Is this a face out chair massage or a face in chair massage?
And is there a glory hole involved? Because I could take off with this topic and not shut down for 15 or 20 minutes.
This is legitimate massage.
Not happy endings.
Yeah, not happy
endings. Is there a glory hole in the chair?
It must
just wonder.
So what we're saying is that's not an option for the massage. Then it's just a legitimate 15 minute chair massage.
Yes, yes.
That's awesome. So,
well, that's absolutely worthless.
Tony, I do not want to see you in one of those chairs.
Oh, you won't. You won't for sure.
If you do, he won't be in there for the full 15 minutes. That's all I'm going to say.
35 seconds, I'm out.
Tony, do you have a name for your groupies? Maybe one of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have groupies?
Oh, definitely got groupies.
Groupies of hemorrhoids.
Yeah, I got a group of hemorrhoids. It looks like a stem of grapes.
It's not okay. It's really not okay. You can see somebody about that, Tony.
I tried.
Shout out to Craig. Get yourself a wild ass.
Napa River ain't got shit on me.
Yeah, Craig. I think Craig's going to be there. I was talking to him a couple of times last week, and wild ass should be there.
Knows about it. We've been in touch with him. We actually had a great opportunity to touch base with him down in Arizona when we were there as well. So,
yeah. Stopped by his booth in Scottsdale. Scottsdale Harley Davidson. Hung out with him for a while, so always good to see Craig.
Nice. Cool.
And then the rest of Friday night, I hope we just, as Ryan likes to say, break bread and have great conversation. So. Saturday, it sounds rough numbers. It sounds like we are going to have a pretty decent group ride. The last discussion we had was we're maybe going to have to break up in a couple of different groups.
Probably three.
That is probably even going to change a little bit more because obviously Greg will not be on a motorcycle because he's down and out for sure for at least 3 months. But that doesn't mean we don't have other options. We'll get all that figured out. And then we'll ride all day Saturday. And you get back on Saturday night. Obviously, food and drink. And then we do have, so still the tattoo artist will be there. Massage chairs will still be there.
Oh, the tattoo artist is coming Friday and Saturday.
So actually the tattoo artist is going to be there through most of the rally as well.
Very cool.
So yeah. So if you're there, FDBM, you can partake in that. And then the fun thing that happened, that kind of lined up out of nowhere is that, we'll have a comedian who will, perform for a little bit just to kind of break up the evening and, give us something to watch other than, I don't know why I'm struggling today. Every time I say something, it sounds like it's going to be inappropriate.
Well, I mean, it's not like you haven't been through a lot of shit the last few days, Andy. You know,
we just talked about grape hemorrhoids. We really can go anywhere you want.
Grab that sperminator blower thing and,
a couple of deep breaths here.
There
glory
you go.
Holes and massage.
That doesn't look right. There's a thumbnail. There's a thumnail.
What that thing needs is that ball koozie you got, Ryan.
Oh,
yeah.
Can we get a ball koozie for that?
Yeah, put the ball koozie on it, man.
The base has earth, so it's going to have to be a little wider.
That feels like that thing doesn't deserve a ball koozie. I don't think you want a ball koozie.
Man.
I like how cool it is.
Let me ask you a question.
Has the whole springiness of it is just throwing me off.
Has this,
you know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, the fucking thing's like a diving board, man. It's no joke. It's like a tongue diving board.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, oh look at that.
It's got that blue pill.
Sorry,
like, that'll kill your confidence. Don't watch the YouTube version, guys.
It's also ribbed, I just noticed. So
there's a lot going on with that thing, man.
Right. So
show that to Brittany and Jared.
I do have a question.
Poor Jared.
I do have a question about
this
comedian.
He's probably riding back on a donut right now.
I think they're just leaving, so they're just leaving on their trip. I do have a question about this comedian. Yeah. Has this comedian ever done a comedy set in a room full of bikers?
I know his cousin. His cousin works for us.
Okay.
You've met her. It's Amber.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Amber's got a great sense of humor. She really recommended him. He's from this area, so he knows bikers. He knows he's familiar with the crowd.
Okay.
So no, Ryan, I'm bringing in a comedian from the People's Republic of Minnesota, and you're going to
I wouldn't say
coming
wouldn't
straight from a meat raffle.
Yeah, straight from a meat raffle right to a biker event to do comedy.
That's it.
Yes.
It's going to happen.
So, and I have kind of told him what this is about, and I'll work with him ahead of time just so he can, you know, create his show accordingly. But so the show will be about 45 minutes is what it'll end up being. And
that's awesome.
It's a great way to get him some exposure and also for there to be, you know, something different, because there's going to be a lot of talking, a lot of writing. And, you know, sometimes it's nice to have, you know, something else to indulge in for a little bit. But so that's Saturday night. And then Sunday, I know that there's another ride planned. You guys, I think we did officially decide it was going to be Spearfish Canyon.
Yep.
So those of you that are coming out, don't do Devil's Tower. Don't do Spearfish Canyon.
Or do them and just realize you're going to do them again.
You're going to do it again.
Right.
And then we'll come back. And then are we going to try it? I can't remember. I don't have.
We did notes. Talk about doing a podcast in the room.
Yes. Sunday. Yeah.
A mock podcast, or I guess that's not the right word, but a podcast.
It just won't be live, but we're going to record it.
Yeah.
So we'll
actually,
do a podcast
the one's probably going to happen like every night we're there anyway.
Exactly. Right.
I mean, we don't need to be.
Yeah, but Sunday we'll hit the record button.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's too much pressure.
And we'll have Brittany on for sure.
Brittany, they're leaving.
Yeah, they're leaving.
They're Sunday. Leaving Saturday, Sunday.
No, morning. New Brittany, I said.
Oh.
Brittany. Oh, yes. She'll probably be around.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So I'm going to be a dick here. What's the rain plan? Because, you know, last year it fucking rained there for a month.
Oh, it won't do that.
It won't do that? All right. No. That's the plan.
And here's why. It's not riding. If we're going to probably have like the most beautiful riding summer we've had in like.
All right. I'll take it.
I fucking hope so, Andy, because it has been, there's been tornadoes here. It's been raining. And when it hasn't been raining, the winds blow 40 miles an hour. It's been awful.
The fucking tornadoes.
It has been windy here, but we've had some really great weather thus far this spring. So
good.
It has been windy.
We just took it old school. We're like, okay, we have to have good weather. What are we going to do? Okay, we'll sacrifice Greg's luck.
You know, we've been lucky so far with every FDBM.
Yeah.
We have.
With weather. Because we've always like, what are we going to do if it rains? And we've always like, shut the fuck up. It's not going to rain.
Right.
And it really hasn't.
Yeah. No, I'll put together a list of options too for that. You know, the good part about that, and obviously Dave and Ryan have both been there. That is the same weekend that the pre-rally rollout happens at Black Hills Harley-Davidson. So, I mean, you could go there and spend an entire day just wandering around looking at vendors you've never seen or heard of before.
For sure.
And if the weather's crappy, it's not that big a deal.
And Dave and I made that ride in literally a torrential downpour. And so, I mean, you know, if we can survive that, you can make it there even if it's raining.
We're all bikers. Just bring your gear if you know.
I'm going to bring a hole saw and a sign that says "Glory Hose $39.95." Everybody gets stuck in the rain. You know, I'm going to make a little coin off of it. There's going to be some drywall repair after we leave.
Oh boy!
Credit card on file.
A credit card on file.
Oh my God.
Oh boy.
Just saying.
Yeah. You know, the other, you know, hopefully it's not even a situation. All of the big places in Sturgis will also be open. So even, you know, getting from Whitewood down to Sturgis, you know, short trip, and then you can just functionally go be inside the whole time if that was what you wanted to do also.
Yeah. I mean, we did that last year in the rain. We went down to Sturgis. You know, and walk the streets and hung out, check things out. So,
yep.
You walk outside for, you know, a minute and you're back inside somewhere dry. So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if it rains, the big impact on if we have like really, really torrential downpour, the only impact would be like the group ride.
Yeah.
So, but it's not going to rain. So we're going to be fine.
No, it's not going to rain. It's going to be fine.
Thanks for bringing it up.
And there's always the eye bar.
There's always the eye bar.
Yep.
So, yeah. So
there you go.
I don't think we'd have a problem entertaining everybody, even if that was the case.
Riders coming in from all over the country this year. So I do know that we have some from the West Coast that is going to be the first time attendees. I believe we have somebody coming from Canada, if I'm not mistaken, or at least somebody that mentioned
it.
International.
I thought you all came from Canada.
But I do think we have somebody coming from Oregon. I'm close to Canada. It doesn't count though, because I'm still
You're pretty fucking close, man.
I'm still in the U.S. of America.
Oregon.
Ryan, have you ever considered doing like a top to bottom ride, like the top of doing the 100 miles north and then just turning right back around and then going
nothing
all the way
like
down.
That top to bottom ride.
I mean, that's a hell of a ride, that top to bottom one.
Especially when going down and hit the tip of right Texas. There,
what about just a bottom ride?
Whatever you like.
I think that I actually have a map that I saved from a while ago that shows like the, I don't know, like the 20 highways that you should ride in the United States are all like major highways and they go across the United States and up, down, whatever. I know that one of our major highways here, I-29, I could take that up to Canada and I could go all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico on that one road.
It's a highway. What's that?
It's an interstate. Yeah.
They're not a highway. They're just not sure about those up there.
Yeah. Yeah. So I could take that one. I mean, I've considered it, but I guess all of my rides have been destination rides, but we are actually going to be out in Whitewood before FDBM this year. So yeah. My group just solidified a trip to Colorado. And so we're going to use Whitewood as our stop off halfway there and back. So we're going to drive out to Whitewood, stay there. Then we're going to drive to Colorado and ride in Colorado for 2 days. And then we're going to turn around and come back, stay in Whitewood and go home.
We're in Colorado.
I think we're going to stay in northern Colorado. So I think we're going to stay in Loveland and just ride like over, you know, across the Rockies and then go to Estes Park and that kind of stuff. So there's a couple of people on Discord that live in Colorado that have been talking to us about places to go and rides to take out there. So we are going to partake in that. So it'll be Bob and I and Nick right now. So.
Oh, cool. Yep. I'll have to ask about that. I'm going through Colorado on the way back, but I haven't decided where yet.
Yeah, I mean, there's Million Dollar Highway, which I guess is southern Colorado. But
South, we're hitting that in June.
You guys are?
Yeah.
But you're going to be in your truck, right, Tony?
Yeah, we're going to be trucking it. We're going to go to Colorado Springs, do the Alpine Loop, Silverton up to Ouray, and then over to Telluride.
Okay. When are you guys going to be there?
We're going to go, we're leaving the 20th of June and coming back on the 4th of July.
Okay. Did you move that trip up? I thought you were going after FDBM.
We moved it up because my wife got a new job. So she's got to report in right after the 4th. So
nice. Yeah, we'll be doing ours the week before that.
Yeah.
Ryan, that brand new Buc-ee's I was in on my trip. That's
that motherfucker.
It's in Loveland, so you can hit it.
Nice.
Did you get some of those beaver nuggets?
I did not, but I was the only thing. I almost felt like it was too much. Like I could have been there for at least an entire day just trying to figure out what the hell they had.
Oh, it's a mindfuck, man.
It's incredible.
Yeah. I mean, like one day, like 150 years from now or 200 years, somebody's going to dig one up and go, what the fuck is going on here?
Yeah. Smells were delicious. It was the cleanest place I've ever been in. They have red and green lights above all of the stalls in the bathroom, so you know if they're occupied or not.
The bathrooms are great. I shot a video in a Buc-ee's
in the bathroom.
Not in the bathroom.
That's all he did. Not in the bathroom. Shot a video in the bathroom.
Yeah. But I shot one for Ryan that'll be dropping here. I'm going through my releases now on my tour, and I have a whole episode of me filming inside of a Buc-ee's for Ryan, and it didn't go over, I think, too well with some of the customers there with all my references of hunting beaver. But
I'm going to. Now that Greg told me about the lights, I'm going to buy some lights so I can bring them there so that either the lights are either going to be blue or green, like green for glow, blue for no go.
In your hotel room?
No, in the Buc-ee's.
Oh.
Blue for poo.
Mm-hmm. Blue for poo. If the beef jerky wall was very impressive.
Oh, dude. The beef jerky is.
I mean, it's just unbelievable.
But it's super expensive, though.
Oh, yeah. Everything in there is fucking expensive. But, you know, it is what it is.
Beef jerky is not cheap wherever you go.
No, it's not anymore.
They're proud of that they're proud of that shit. It's expensive.
You go to beef jerky, you can buy 2 sticks for $10 now.
Yeah. All you fuckers in the Midwest, you all love that meat stick shit.
We do.
Meat sticks and cheese.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We eat the meat sticks like they're going out of style.
I bet you do.
Yep.
The meat sticks.
Just putting our whole mouth on them at one time.
Like those pickled beef sticks.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Tony, wow.
Is that a Slim Jim?
Andy, you're killing it tonight.
Meat stick. How do you enjoy a good meat stick?
Do you know, I we're not big meat stick eaters down here in the South. I'm not going to lie. Not a lot of meat sticks down here.
They just eat. That's because you guys don't have any teeth, Tony.
I have teeth. they're the certain tattoo to tooth ratio. You know what I mean? Those are skewed a little bit.
You got to have teeth if you're going to be chomping on some of those meat sticks.
I guess. Or
you can't just gum those bastards.
Always the Georgia
death,
gum slider.
My favorite's deer. When people process the deers and they do deer sticks, those are good.
They do that here. So somebody sticks. Gave me one at work not too long ago, and I'm going to tell you, it had a little bit of a wang on it.
I'm sure it did.
You took a deer meat stick from somebody that on a construction site, Stoney.
Yeah, I mean the guy
that was a questionable decision at best. Why,
dude? It's no Texas Longhorn.
Yeah.
Follow up was there was a little wang on it.
Yeah. There was a little wang on it. It was definitely, you're like, this is not beef.
A little musky.
It's a little musty, yeah.
When he unwrapped it, a little bit of juice came out of the package, I bet, too.
Maybe they didn't wipe the deer's ass quite well. Because it was definitely a little barnyardy. Just saying. I prefer my meat under plastic, man.
You prefer your meat under plastic?
I prefer mine under lights and plastic. You know, that's the way I like to buy it.
Is it? You guys like the burnt ends, don't you, Tony? You do a lot of burnt ends down there.
Burnt ends are good, man.
Mm-hmm.
Don't like the meat stick, but they do the burnt ends.
We do proper barbecue down here.
Hmm.
You all can eat that dried meat all you want.
You guys like your meat moist?
Like moist meat. Nobody wants no fucking dry meat.
That's how they like it in the South. They like the moist meat so they can gum it down.
Let me tell you, the only thing dry meat's going to do is cause a friction fire. Just saying.
That's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go. Hopefully, in between everything else, you guys caught all the plans for FDBM.
Yeah, I think it'll be a lot of fun. I mean, like I said, I know most most people are showing up a couple of days ahead of time. So there's, you know, obviously we'll be around and we'll get to see everybody. But the main event starts Friday.
Every day that goes by, we are getting more and more people that are wanting to meet us in Sioux Falls for that ride in on Thursday.
So
I think we added two more riders just last week to that. We could be riding in 20 deep that day. So
I don't think Greg's going to meet you guys there.
Yeah.
To ride in.
Yeah, he probably won't be able to drive yet either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Better be able to. That's for 3 months.
Yeah. Oh, I know what we forgot to talk about.
What's that?
The t-shirts and sweatshirts.
The shirts.
Oh, yeah, the shirts. Holy shit.
Forgot all about those. There this is by far the coolest shirt we've ever had.
It
hands
is.
Down.
Yep.
Hands
and
down.
And it's not just a t-shirt. We got the long sleeve shirts. We got the hoodies, which look amazing. And we got the hoodie t-shirt bundle to save a little money.
It's almost stressful that we're not going to have it indefinitely, that it's a limited release, because it's a fucking just a super cool
it's a banger design. Dude,
it is a
it
banger.
Is it's a one fucking banger,
one and done.
Yeah,
we'll have stickers too. We'll have stickers for the meetup.
Awesome.
So get out there. This is a pre-sale only and event pickup only t-shirt. So if you want your FDBM t-shirt, buy it on the pre-sale, get it while it's hot.
You better pick it up or you better somebody's gonna pick it
where
up
where do you
for
buy
you.
It at though
the right? Sale ends end of May. Go to 5dirtybikers.com. You'll find it under FDBM 2024.
FDBM 24 merch.
There you go.
Yep. And as Ryan was saying, ordering is open until the end of day on 31 May.
Do we need
koozies? Or May 31st.
Do we need what?
Koozies?
Well, I think that Ryan's daughter is making koozies.
She's not making koozies for everybody, no.
No, logo.
We putting Ryan in a onesie?
Should we make koozies with the design on them?
It's not a bad idea.
It's doable. We did full color ones at the dealership.
Yeah, I'll look into that.
Ink sublimation, they can do it.
Nothing like a good koozie.
Let's see that on a koozie.
Those are badass cool looking shirts, though.
It is. It's cool.
Yeah,
I like it.
They're gonna look really good.
I like the iron horse on the sleeve. That's fucking cool.
Yeah.
And just in case, if anybody wants to know, I just have to throw this out there. Dave worked his magic and did some numbers. So far, the state of North Dakota is in the lead for the highest sales, free sales for shirts. So just putting that out there.
Fuckers have nothing to do up there.
Hey,
let's have a shirt ordering party.
Let's have a shirt ordering party.
Well, that's dress up attire for them.
Let's order shirts and eat some meat sticks.
Hey, we
dress down.
We bring the thunder up here. Down. So you motherfuckers better step up to the plate.
It's all the hoodie sales from the people up in Canada.
They're cold. It's so cold.
It's snowing today, isn't it, Ryan?
It was snowing this morning.
Yeah, dude, let me tell you what. I'd rather deal with the snow than those fucking twisters, man. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those motherfuckers are sketchy.
Did you guys see in the Discord? The one of our Discord members posted his buddy was sitting in his truck and you could just see the traffic driving right into it.
Oh, yeah. It was showed that on TV.
It was just stupid. It was stupid.
Dude, those fucking videos of those twisters in Nebraska and whatnot. I mean, that's like, I didn't believe it at first. I was like, that's AI shit.
Oh, dude,
nobody
real.
Gets a shot of a tornado like that. But
EF5 was confirmed.
Where was that?
We had an EF5 here in the 70s that completely devastated the city. They're no joke.
No, it hit Louisville?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
No, that EF5, I think it hit was it north of Omaha, like 35 miles or something like that? Or
Yeah. No.
Well, that's good because north of Omaha, there isn't dick out there, so...
Yeah, there were even like twins that converged into one big one too. I mean, it was like movie shit. I mean, every time I go through like reels and stuff on my phone, I'm seeing videos of these twisters.
They say there were like there was like 32 active at one time.
Yeah, 32 confirmed. We had 10. We like 2 weeks ago we had 10 confirmed at least funnel clouds in our area at once.
Wow.
Yeah, it's good times. This
I'd like to experience that once in my life where two twins converge on me.
Fuck, that meat stick might kill you. That's a heart attack waiting to happen.
For that first.
What was that, Andy?
He needs to ask for permission before he does that. Yeah.
I think that's in my, that's not right now. I'm not talking about right now. That's, you know, when I get reincarnated.
Oh, and you're sad.
I don't need that kind of trouble in my life. I am very, trying to very break up a happy married. Home. I'm bringing my wife out to this meetups. For those of you that think she doesn't exist, she's a real person. She's going to be here. She's going to be riding with me on the ride. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm super looking forward to that. Just, I know I've experienced South Dakota quite a few times and told her how amazing it is out there. And so I'm really looking forward to letting her, you know, ride with me and I shouldn't say letting her, that sounded terrible, you know, bringing her with and having her
ride
experience. Yeah. Ride out there and experience that, that environment out there. It's just, it's so much fun. And I've ridden with my daughters so far this year. My oldest daughter rode with me for the first time in 2 years this year. And so I think I'm going to take my youngest daughter camping this summer on the motorcycle. And so I'm actually going to be spending a lot more time trying to ride two up with my family here at home as much as I can. So
I just confirmed my 8-year-old can reach the passenger pegs. So
nice.
That's going to happen soon.
Nice. Very cool.
Yep. He's excited.
I love that.
Things are happening.
We got to get this younger generation.
Interested. Yeah.
Yeah. I think there was for some reason there was this weird gap where I'll blame the boomers, or I don't know who I'm going to blame, but they created this fear. They instilled this fear into a generation. It's like, well, you don't want to do that. You know, it's dangerous. You don't want to do it. Or maybe it's the helicopter parents. I don't know what you want to call them, but
yeah,
we need to expose these younger kids to all this fun stuff. See, obviously, but still get them involved.
Yeah, I think it's our fault, the Gen X. I think we raised the pussification of America.
Yeah, because you know the boomers didn't give a shit about kids,
just saying. So. Yeah.
Yeah, we had
nobody gave a shit about us. You know? I mean, we just kind of figured it out on our own.
Yeah,
right.
But we pussified our kids
because we survived it, and then we were like, yeah. Oh, we don't want our kids to go through that, so we just kept them inside.
Yeah.
So that's
don't go outside; it's dangerous. Get a sunburn.
Spiff. Andy, put your spiff on.
Might get hit by a mosquito.
Your spiff. It's interesting too. We talk about the generation thing, Andy, because we just had a very successful blood drive at the dealership on Saturday.
I prefer semen drive.
I know. We talked about this.
If I have to donate, I would rather do that.
Are we collecting semen so we don't pass along the bad genetics? Is it like
I'm just saying, you know. We just collect it. Ouch.
Dude, you do not want them sticking your sack with a needle.
What?
And extracting
that. Dave, that's not how they do that.
There's no, it's none of that.
That's
none
not
that.
How draining your balls extraction. Works, Dave.
Yeah, that's not
how they work, Dave.
Maybe that's how it works. That's how it works when you're Dave's age. You gotta stick a needle in it to get it hard. You
gotta go deep to extract. Gotta go deep to get that.
Dave's old enough, he's gonna hit a stone if he goes in there with a needle. No, anyway, what I was getting at was you're talking about the boomers and everything. Like I watched everybody come in and donate blood, but it didn't seem like we had that many people donate that were under the age of 40 or 35, which kind of blew me.
Afraid of needles.
It's because needles are dangerous.
No, it's because those fuckers have had money their whole lives. They've never had to go give blood to get a hamburger.
What?
I got to hear this.
These young people, they're privileged, man.
What?
They've never had to go give blood to
they
make money.
They pay you to give blood?
Yeah.
Plasma. Plasma. I donated plasma for a long time.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Test drugs on you. If you want to get stuck enough for a weekend, I'll give you a couple grand.
Yeah. Need a new exhaust? Hold on. Go let them pump some blood out of you.
How much do they pay you for said plasma? I guarantee you mine's worth nothing.
if you're donating plasma on a regular basis, I think right now in Grand Forks, I think you can make about $150 a week.
So what are they like? How do they extract plasma?
So you have to donate twice, and it's set up so that the needle that they use is like a garden hose. It's a huge needle.
Well, I can tell you that right now, I'm out.
And and they draw your blood off, then they spin it through a centrifuge so the plasma is spun off of it, and then they put the blood back in you. Then they draw it out again, and they spin it and draw the plasma, and it goes through a cycle. Probably goes through 25 or 30 cycles like that.
You feel you like can a keep full that buck 50. You can keep it.
Yeah, and that's
fuck why, that.
That's why I do so much, because it's not as simple as going in for 10 minutes and squeezing a stress ball.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to be dedicated to it.
Well, I've heard that if you're poor and you don't have the money, especially if you're like a college kid, I had a lot of buddies in college who did that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, what's a good squirt of DNA bring you?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing. You got to have good DNA to start with, Tony.
Well, you know, I'm not making any promises, but
supply and demand, Tony.
Supply and demand. Well,
what were you saying, Andy?
You want to give
a broke motherfucker these days.
But going back to what Dustin said, I think part of that is, you know, if you think about it, so I'm 41, Greg's 43. I think some of it comes with experience. Until you've had that life experience where somebody you know, somebody you love, somebody, a friend has to, is the receiver of blood, and you understand what it takes to get some of that. Mm-hmm. I don't think the dots connect. Right. So until, I think that's one of those things that the light bulb goes off when they're like, oh crap, you know, I mean, that was one thing that they had to talk about with Greg, you know, hey, are you willing to receive blood when you go, if you lose enough blood during surgery? And
apparently I lost a lot.
You didn't get any blood, but you did lose quite a bit, but it was, you know, those are all things that until you're put in that situation, you don't understand how important it is.
Mm-hmm.
I think that comes, unfortunately, with age. I mean, we're all oblivious to these things until it hits you smack in the face.
But a lot of it, too, is just, I mean, the current culture or culture of the last few decades, right? When I was young, and I know Tony probably same with you, I mean, people talked about doing stuff like that to help the community or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
You don't hear about that now.
When you were young, Dave, the Beatles were still alive.
I'm sorry?
They were.
I said when you were young, the Beatles were still alive.
Fucking A. About their
fucking A, they were. I remember when John Lennon got shot.
Yeah. I remember exactly where I was.
I just want everybody to know I'm gonna crawl underneath the table and help Greg for a second.
Oh boy. What?
Hey, man! Look at this. Turn the video off.
Uh-oh. Greg has both hands above the table.
Yeah,
he doesn't need them.
Is he smiling because of the meds? This will get some views on YouTube.
This is just taking a turn, man.
Talk about a tangent.
Some elevation.
Yeah. Whoa. Things are going up. I get it.
Greg, you lost too much blood. Your heart on will make you pass out. Don't.
That's all right. The blood's going to go somewhere else, where it needs to.
Yeah.
That's why I've been drinking 200 ounces a day. That's last 30, trying to get myself back.
That's a lot of work.
Wow.
You're only down there for like 10 seconds, though. So.
Hey man. Plenty of
time. 25, so you know.
Hey man.
Oh goodness gracious.
You know, I have these easy access jumbo nylon mesh sport shorts.
Don't need to hear about it.
Mm.
Don't need to hear about it.
That sounded like a really old man thing to say. Are you wearing New Balance on your other feet too?
Talk about getting me some.
Hey, dude, I'm seriously, I was at a shoe store today and I walked by, I go, am I ready for those yet? I said, I'm 42. Am I ready for those yet?
Yes.
I went with Adidas.
I just bought my first pair and I wore them the entire time I was in Milwaukee to Mama Tried through the motorcycle museum. They were incredible. And for the price, you can't beat it. From now on, old man looking New Balance shoes is where it's at for me. They're amazing.
Dustin, right. If you show up to FDBM with a pair of white leather New Balance with the big blue end on the side, I'm gonna just walk right up to you. I'll like, go into a Karate tomorrow. Kid pose down on one knee and punch you directly in the balls.
Noted. Well, good thing I bought some Adidas today. That's
that's right.
Where I went with that.
I'll wear those motherfuckers.
Don't worry, that's bring you a cup.
Okay. I actually went out and bought my first pair of tennis shoes to work in for the first time in 11 years because I was wearing business casual to work. And now that I'm actually, you know, doing traveling as a technologist again. So I bought,
and you're old and your feet hurt,
right? You're completely right. And so
you just fucking blew my mind, dude. Cause I always pictured you in Crocs walking around the hospital.
No, dude, you
don't wear Crocs, scrubs and Crocs.
Yeah. No, I don't wear Crocs, but so I went, I bought hookahs, I think is what they're called.
Okay. I got a pair of hookahs.
Crocs?
And they're really great. I tried those on and
some
Brooks.
Those are old man shoes too, man. I hate to break it to you, but
I tried those and some Brooks and they were great. Yeah, dude, I thought I was putting
a hookah. You smoke a hookah. You don't wear a hookah on your feet.
Dude, these motherfuckers are like angels on your feet.
They are.
They're great.
It's like walking on a cloud. Mine's like walking in a rocking chair because it's got a rocking mechanism too. Oh yeah, they're amazing.
These out.
I can see Ryan wearing a pair of
Hey Dudes. He's talking about New Balance.
No, I don't.
He's got rocking chair shoes.
Yeah, I don't wear Hey Dudes either.
Mm. I mean, I love a Hey Dude. I wear the shit out of Hey Dudes. You don't wear Hey Dudes?
I don't have any Hey Dudes. No.
Fuck.
I wear pretty much Vans all the time, or my boots, and then.
What are you smoking? Because I'm Googling hookah shoes and it doesn't come up.
It's not hookah. It's
Oka.
Like,
okay. Oka or something
H-O-K-A.
Like that.
H-O-K-A. So, Ryan, do you remember when we were, I don't know how many years ago, it must have been probably about 12, 15 years ago, when all of the nurses were wearing those tennis shoes with the spring in the back?
Yep, for sure.
God, that drove me nuts.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of those either.
We looked like we were trying to bounce around on a fucking trampoline taking care of patients.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan. It made it there was too much. Yeah, no, I wasn't a fan of those. I also worked through the low rise scrub phase that I was also not a fan of. So
what?
there was low rise scrubs.
Like hip huggers for scrubs?
No, there was like all the nurses and x-ray technologists, they all wore
like
low rise scrubs.
What's that? What's a low rise scrub?
Like a pube peeker? Like
no,
low rise.
It was not that low, Tony. For fuck's sake!
Well, they were low rise, dude.
They sat on their hips.
Certain people doesn't take much.
They sat on their hips, and so all it was a bunch of whale tails walking around the hospital.
Whale tails. Oh.
Yeah, that's all it was.
I mean, let me tell you what. You get a few people that go full native. It doesn't take much to get a pube peeker going.
Yeah. I told the director of nursing at the hospital because I walked in to do a trauma and she was like bending over doing something to the patient's IV and all I saw was her whale tail and I walked up and I said, you know what? I said, that's totally inappropriate. And she was like, what are you talking about? And I said, I don't need to see your underwear when I'm in here. I said, I don't care who you are.
What you need is some butt putty.
She was super offended by it. And I said, if you want to go have a conversation at human resources, we can more than I'd be more than happy to do that. I said, because while you're offended by what I'm saying right now, I was offended by what I was seeing. So yeah. There you go.
Was she wearing Wednesday
on Tuesday?
I'm the
judge of whale tails because everybody my age had whale tails and tramp stamps.
And
pointed to our tramp stamps. So.
And apple bottom jeans with the boots with the fur.
You got that pain medication on board, didn't you, Greg?
All of that. Actually, no, I didn't. I'm 39 minutes behind, but that's okay.
Mm. Whoa. 39 minutes. Jesus. This guy's on a time schedule.
In 20 seconds.
We have a spreadsheet.
I bet you do.
I would rather see a whale tail than somebody walk around in those pecker print pants. You know what I'm talking about. Goddamn pants are tight.
Pecker print pants. What?
He's like women's, when dudes wear women's pants.
It's like those dudes wear those tight ass pants, and I mean, yeah. Just
the
jumps all
jeans.
Poked out in the front. I mean,
the
nobody wants
jeans.
To see that.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the skinny jeans.
Robert Plant jeans.
No.
You know what was worse than those? When I was playing music back in like mid 2000s, there was actually a trend where guys were wearing girl pants.
Oh, yeah. No.
girl jeans. They were wearing girl jeans.
Thousands, man. Yeah, in bigger cities, it was ridiculous.
It was.
Women's.
I don't know. I never figured it out. I
haven't quit wearing them.
No, Tony.
They're much roomier in the thigh area.
He said women's jeans.
How did you get used to unzipping your jeans on the other side to pee?
He said women's jeans, not little kids' jeans, Tony.
Well, yeah. Fit fine. Percy, what decade was the jellies? You remember the jelly shoes?
The 80s.
Was that the 80s? I couldn't remember if it was the 80s or 90s.
Yeah, it was the 80s.
The jellies.
I lived in Europe most of the 80s. I don't think that was a thing over there, but I know it was in the States.
The jellies. The jellies were.
It was a fucking British Knights watches. For me.
I bet you, Andy, you're 41.
Uh-huh.
You probably had jelly shoes when you were probably two or three, didn't you?
Oh, I was a little bit older than that. Probably like 5 or 6. Oh, yeah. Definitely had the jelly shoes.
She's like, I was a little bit older than that. Probably 16 or 17.
Give me some jellies and a Swatch watch.
Yeah.
Swatch watch.
Oh, I kill the Swatch watches. I love
dude, everybody killed those motherfuckers.
Watch.
You had them all the way up your elbow, just rocking.
Oh,
them.
Dude, I had a Pop Swatch. Remember that one that had the big thick bend? You could take it off and stick it on your shirt. I was killing the Swatch game.
You can still
get those. There's a store in the there's a Swatch store in the Mall of America in Minneapolis.
What about the Zuba pants?
Dude, I never did those. My wiener's way too big for those.
Bullshit.
The what?
Never shit a shitter, you asshole.
Yeah, no kid.
That's pretty cute.
What kind of pants?
Zubas.
They had print or tiger print on them, and they like made sports ones so you could get, if you're a Vikings fan, they came an obnoxious purple. Mm.
Like, oh, they still make
they
them.
They were like sweatpants. They're like
they still make
pants.
Them.
But they were more like terry cloth or like a cotton material. If you washed them too many times, they were a little bit too see-through.
Yeah, they were like sweatpant material.
Yeah.
My youngest son is ordering Jengas. You remember Jenga jeans?
Yeah, they're back.
They're back strong, yes.
Ryan, get into hypercolor shirts.
I remember the hypercolor. I didn't wear those. That made me nervous.
Ryan, you wore FUBU, didn't you?
I didn't wear any FUBU. I wore some Echo, though. Wore some Echo. I rocked me some Echo, no FUBU.
I will wear my Janko jeans at FDBM because I wore them. I just bought a pair. They're not that actual brand, but I bought a pair from a local store here in town. And I wore them out. And as we're getting ready to leave the house, Greg said, "Those are very interesting." That's his only commentary. And so we go over to my sister's house and we walk in and everybody's talking. And my sister's like, "Oh my gosh, I love your pants." And our friend Carrie turns around and he's like, "Huh." And I said, "Greg told me they were interesting." He's like, "Fair enough." like I'm just not even going to comment on them. He's like, "I already lived through that generation. We're not."
They're back.
They're back.
That's those big ass jeans, right?
Like a fucking pyramid.
Yeah.
Is that the ones that have the same size leg all the way down? They're really big all the way to the bottom?
They're huge. I mean, literally, he could put a box of cereal in the back pocket. That's how big the back pockets are.
No, I saw a video where a guy put a whole Nintendo Entertainment System in his back pocket.
Jesus.
Yes, the whole SNES.
Jankos. He got those in the mail. I was like, what in the fuck? I was like, these motherfuckers were hot in like 91.
Is that like David Byrne's big suit from?
Is that what
it
Sam
was like
was
a skater thing? Most of the skaters wore these things.
Yeah.
Like
is that
the rollerbladers and skaters.
Sam was wearing
them? Oh, yeah. Sam's wearing the shit out of them, dude.
Well, no one's going to say anything to Sam. He'll just smack
dude, he's in
face.
Some type of fashion fucking thing right now. I don't know what it is. I mean, he's getting some bullshit delivered to the house. It's like, my God.
If he wears a button-up silk shirt, Tony, you know you're in trouble.
He had
like
a pair
of
Balenciaga
boots on the outside
of
the button-up silk
shirt the other day.
What did he have?
Balenciaga boots come the other day.
Good Lord.
What are those?
You can afford motorcycles all the time. Those things.
Shit. He paid for them. I wasn't paying for those motherfuckers.
Yeah.
I think they're probably on sale.
Is he gonna get some Timberland?
They showed up and I was like, "What in the fuck is this?" I was like, "My God, son, how much is Publix paying you?"
Is he going to get some Timberlands pretty soon, Tony?
I don't know. Maybe. He's got something going on.
So we just recently had a new event that we've never done at the Ibar. We were approached by one of the radio stations here in town to be a host of the Buffalo Chip Poster Model Contest. So we held a couple Fridays ago, we had a group of people come and they did their little thing so they could potentially move on and be part of the Buffalo Chip Poster Contest. And it was slumber party theme. So everybody was in their
best Victoria's Secrets, weren't they?
It was a lot of fun. It was really interesting to see what everybody's version of pajamas was, because you could tell by the age who what kind of pajamas they grew up with. But it was fun.
Yeah.
Here you go. Right here.
Are so yeah. cool. Oh, I yeah. love those. Those are exactly what I have.
Those are JNCOs.
Those are fucking ridiculous looking.
I'm those sorry. Are JNCOs.
They're not that much worse than bell bottoms were.
No, dude, bell bottoms were cool, dude.
When you had no, they weren't.
Yeah, they were.
They were not.
Yeah, I rocked some bell bottoms with platform shoes, man, for quite a while there.
Jesus, Dave.
I remember my sisters used to wear, what are the candies?
Yeah.
Shoes
yeah.
back then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boy, we're dating ourselves now. Jesus.
Well, what I find interesting is when all the young girls used to wear Skechers and now all of our dads are wearing Skechers.
Right.
I'm wearing Skechers right now.
They switched though. The brand kind of switched its marketing, right? Because now you have Joe Montana out there telling everybody to go out and buy their Skechers.
Yeah.
Joe Montana's old as dirt.
To come back, well, goddammit.
Well, have old football guys sell shoes to the old football fans.
Yeah, Tony's going to rock some Jordache pants in his
I'm waiting for those
jacket.
Jordache and Sassoons to come back.
Yeah.
They'll come back. Or the Guess jeans. Remember the Guess jeans with the leather on them?
I got one for you that's even better than that. Anybody remember the Gerbo jeans?
Oh, yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Francois Gerbeau.
Yeah. You had to buy them at like Macy's and they were like $125 a pair.
And that was a lot of money back then, man.
Yeah. In the 90s, like that was like, yeah, it was something.
It's like buying Doc Martens.
Jeans out there in the early 90s.
Doc Martens.
Yep.
I'll wear a pair of Doc Martens. I'm not afraid of them.
Those are still good shoes.
You wear them with your
goddamn Birkenstocks too. I'm not afraid of those either.
Do you wear the Doc Martens, Tony, with the high socks and your jeans cut off?
No, maybe. I'm not afraid of jorts.
Fuck, I am.
Hey man, let me tell you what. Fuck it, I'll wear whatever. It doesn't matter.
I may have had a couple of jorts.
That's a Tony jorts. Wears when he mows the grass.
Yes.
His jorts.
Jorts New Balances.
His jorts, his New Balances. Clothing item.
His football shirt with the you know, like the practice jersey, the mid-drift open practice jersey
jorts,
football
jorts
shirt.
Jorts don't work after 40 because everything you got's too loose. And your balls basically become fire starters after 40. So you add some heat and movement and a fire's and it's going to happen. So, you know, it's jorts don't work after 40. Yeah. Especially if you're mowing the grass. I mean, you're just waiting for some chafing to happen with those.
Truer words have never been said.
I'm just saying. Chafing's real.
Sorry. Greg's maneuvering his leg a little bit.
Jesus Christ.
Then we're back to the maneuvers.
I'm solo this time. What the?
I don't know what's going on over there, man. I'll
time for
what.
An oxy.
You could make
Greg's rocking back and forth. The screen of their screen is moving all over the place. Addie's face is red as fuck right now.
Yeah. Hi.
So, out of curiosity, how much of a cast is there? Is it up to his hip?
Oh, yeah. Basically, he's got about 2 inches from his groin to where it's not a true cast. It's a splint. Because every week or so, they'll give him a certain degree of percentage of, or a certain degree of bend. Right now, he's completely straight.
And I intend to say straight.
Yeah.
So they'll add a curve later on.
Yeah, we'll get a little curve later, but his mobility it's really interesting to see, because obviously we're both very active. We both lifted weights, did cardio, all of this beforehand. But when you can't, because your core's impacted. I mean, because your is part of your core, basically. You can't use that hip flexor muscle to engage a lot of that. It takes away from your ability to do simple maneuvers. So we're relearning all of that as we kind of go here.
Wow.
It sounds really bad, and it does suck, but he'll be back to normal after this. It's just going to take some time.
Greg, maybe you should do one of those, like the guys that go to the gym and they only work out their upper body and they never do legs at all. So at the end of all this, you'll just be totally jacked on top of these little tiny skinny chicken legs.
These little chicken legs.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah. Just get totally jacked.
This big, but yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Man, I tell you what, if you're in a cast for FDBM, be careful. Don't let people sign it.
Oh. Got my own golden Sharpie ready. Hope you got a nice cozy place to lay that leg up on, like this.
Oh, the DNA couch.
Jesus.
Hey, man. You might have been conceived on a couch just like that.
Odds are high.
Odds are very high, man.
Odds are high.
And I'm going to say there's probably was some conception going on without anything actually happening. Just sitting on it was enough.
Either that or in the back of a Chevy S10.
Yeah.
Those were small trucks.
Mini trucking.
Not a lot of room in there.
We going to be mini trucking. We going to be fucking.
I remember when Jacob broke his arm and we went in there to have the cast taken off, and they took that fucking cast off, and I swear to God, he didn't even have to bend his arm to scratch his back. His shit was so crooked. I took the doctor out. I was like, what the fuck is that? I was like, his fucking arm is fucked. It looked better before you said it. I mean, it was like right here. It was just like that. It straightened out. She goes, it'll straighten out as he gets older. I was like, I fucking hope so, because right now he can literally scratch his back without bending his elbow.
Oh, shit.
So, hey, guys, I'm going to have to sign out.
Great. Yep.
Got to get him settled.
He's done. Yeah.
Yeah. He lasted an hour and 30 minutes or hour and 20 minutes.
That's more than I would have done. I would have told everybody to pound sand up their ass and fart me a sandcastle.
Well, no.
I'm out.
This is good for him, too. This is his form of socialization for a little bit. So this was good for him.
Good. Well, we're glad we could help make his day a little brighter.
Yeah. Get him rested up.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
You need it. All right. Take a rest, man. Get
Pop
better.
A pill.
Yeah. All right. Love
Take
you
care, guys.
Guys.
Love you. See you guys. Soon.
See you Bye. Soon.